Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Everything. We carry
your dead heart. There it is, 2007 remastered. Here's your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. Welcome to the program, you mob. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, have your say. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Hope you're well, you mob. Hope you had a deadly weekend, and looking forward to a deadly week as well. A big shout-out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Thank you for putting us across the airways, across the Big Island. Of course, BBM, Bumbay Brisbane Media, management, staff, board of directors, thank you very much. National Talk Black team effort, and a big shout-out to First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Ooh.
Yeah, beautiful track there, The Reality Is, and that's there coming by Chris Tamoy here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have you say, yarn up strong, all ears here on Your Daily Program, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. You can text Brother as well, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a winner, a true winner. I'm talking Uncle JT, who won senior, Mr. Nadock. And talk about his elder prison visits for NAIDOC in Townsville. And we have Uncle JT on the line. Very good morning, Winner. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Uncle, congratulations.
What for?
Seeing you, Mr. NAIDOC.
Hey, look out, too deadly.
Too deadly you are. Uncle, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yes, Trevor. My parents, I've got about three or four cultures than me.
Yes.
My father, Torres Strait, my mother, South Sea, and my grandfather, Malay.
Beautiful. Fruit salad, lovely mix there. Look, congratulations. You've been given the trophy, Senior Mr. NAIDOC, Uncle JT, Too Deadly. You do what you do with love and passion. You don't do it for any awards, but it's good to get recognised. Can you talk to us about the elder prison visits for NAIDOC in Townsville, please?
Yes, Trev, I will do that. But first, congratulations on your picking up the gong up there in...
Darwin.
Where was it? Darwin. Current affair. Well deserved.
Thank you.
All your crew, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, about the... we had NAIDOC up there. The correctional service, they put us up for 7 nights. They normally put us up for 6 nights. We stayed at the Marco Polo.
Mm.
It was activities every day. The flag raising was on the Monday.
Good.
And the highlight, one of the highlights is on a farm day, they call it, on Friday. Mm. Yeah, mate.
And look, good engagement?
Well, it's good. We've got to commend all the cultural staff.
Yes.
Everywhere, the men, women, and the... by the time the week out, we might have seen a blooming 500-700 people, you know, yeah. Brothers and sisters inside there, but it was a great week, and we had Uncle Jerry Delacruz entertain us all week.
Good, fantastic.
Good.
It's a good gathering when we get together like so, and look, NAIDOC is a good space, but it's also a platform for non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to come to the table, a safe space, and let's converse and celebrate together.
Yes, and we had the elders from Palm Island, Townsville, Burdekin, and even Mornington Island.
Beautiful.
So it was a great day as far as the prison visit. We go this week. I go down to Rockhampton. But just getting back on that NAIDOC week, I've got to commend your coverage over the 2 months.
Yeah, thank
of
you.
Of North Queensland, Torres Strait Island, you've done a fantastic job there, and congratulations to everybody concerned.
Yeah.
But talking about the Mrs. NAIDOC, I'd like to commend Jenny Benzaya.
Okay.
Who won the Mrs. Jenny Benzaya. She won the Mrs. NAIDOC.
Fantastic.
And a real hard worker all her life, and I thought it was well deserved there.
Mm. I was saying, well deserved then, if that's the case.
Yeah, with Jenny. And with the NAIDOC award night, everything went okay, thanks to Mrs. Veronica Wang.
Good.
And organised Mrs. NAIDOC and our young... Mr. NAIDOC, who was it? Young Master Bourne and the young girl named Wommel. So they won the juniors. So,
yeah.
And the planning is already next year. We've got to give a shout out to DASIP, Department, Tanya, there, Baker. So it's all happening in Mackay here, mate.
Look, fantastic, brother. And are you back home? Are you? Because you're living out of suitcases at the moment. A lot of travelling for you.
Hey.
A lot of travelling for you in the last month or so, living in and out of suitcases.
I do it again this week, go down to Rockhampton and see the boys down there. But
beautiful.
Once again, I think all the commending and congratulations got to go to your station, the board, everybody.
Thank you, brother.
Involved. A big hi to Jackie and your dad. How are your dad there, all right?
Yeah, he's travelling good. Thank you, my brother. He's going good.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very
much. Yeah, well, that's, I think, of that. And before I go, Trevor, I'd like to just give a shout out to one of the places I sing. I sing in hospitals and hospitals and everything like that. But to the resource and support centre down here. They look after all the privileges that needs food and support. Yeah. And the name is Natalie. A big hi to Natalie. I know they're listening down there, George.
Beautiful. Yes.
Thanks there, Trevor.
Thank you very much. A big shout out to that team. Thank you, Uncle JT. You take care. All the best. Travel safe. And we'll yarn soon.
Okay, Brian. And to all to your listeners, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's Uncle JT from Y105 FM. And he does the country music yarns and songs and gathering on Wednesday and Thursday nights through BBM as well as through Y105 FM. Big shout out to the team there. And, he won Senior Mr. Nadoc. Uncle JT, and seemed like he wasn't aware, but he's aware now, and look, a true winner he is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Text the brother, 0457140050, and our Facebook page, BBM987FM. You are Yarn with the Bully One, the host of your daily program, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and your daily program is National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416? Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Coral reef, our flags are flying high.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Bush Tucker Bungie, thank you very much. Trevor Tim here, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. We go via NERS. Thank you very much, NERS, National News Radio Service. Live hit the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And one hour program, you mob. So have you seen Yana Strong, Voice for Our People, Too Deadly? Looking at the news here, ABC News, Indigenous knowledge is key to saving the great desert stink, desert skink, that is, and other species. When Christine Ellis was young, she would watch her mother cooking with an open fire at the Tanami Desert. On one meal she remembered being prepared was a warana, the Wapuri name for great desert skink. Measuring up to 44 centimetres long, these desert lizards can be coloured like a sunset with bright orange black scales that transition to a yellow belly. Miss Ellis' mother would cook the lizards on the coals and peel the charred skin from their back and belly. Would just wait patiently to when it was cooked, and then Mum would cut it in half, Miss Ellis said. But the lizards no longer eaten for fears it could go extinct. Now we look after them, Warama, Miss Ellis said. The Warana has added to Australia's national threatened species, listed in 2000 after cats, foxes and a lack of fire management in some parts of the range contribute to a population decline. The decline in lizard numbers is impacting the cultural well-being of desert communities where the Warana is recognised in art, stories and song. That's because it is status as a significant entity in the Jakapura, which refers to both the historical creation period for the world of ancestral beings and a current living force. But there are hopes that the lizard could one day be brought back to a point that is strong both in population and cultural health. Such an outcome may even see it sustainably eaten again. And now the knowledge of Miss Alice's Walpuri rangers and expert trackers and other traditional owners are at the forefront of preventing the lizard extinction. That's a good news story. A big shout out to the Walpuri mob and looking after the deadly lizard there. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Gonna go catch the night. Chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a time. Oh,
banana that we didn't know. But now she's from the DARPA clan. Have you ever seen my land? A beautiful place for all to see. The waterfalls, the colored sands. This place they call my home. Hope Bell. Now as my people go out to sea, catching turtle in the deep blue sea, as the beautiful coral shines, colorful fishes swim by and by. Have you ever seen my land? Have you ever seen my sea? From the oceans to the inland beauty, this place they call my home.
Come and celebrate the Yumi Arts First Nations Big Talk One Fire Cultural Festival. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, a day of celebration, sharing, storytelling, song, dance, art, workshops, food and yarning. A family-friendly free event. Yumi Arts Annual Big Talk One Fire Festival. Saturday, 30th of September, Munro Martin Parkland.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Protectors of their tribal land.
intense heat waves, glaciers melting to the sea, air pollution, too much waste, shaping destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Forever, and that's the Warrison, Moses Warrison, and friends, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Have your say, text a brother as well, 0457140550, or at Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Intergenerational band, the perfect choice to lead New Look Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival. If you never visit Yarrabah, make the date for August 30th. Block that date at your mob. Come and join the mob there at Yarrabah for this fantastic event, Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival. Now, Yarrabah nestled between the mountains and the Coral Sea, Yarrabah is home to the Gungangi and Yidinji people. With a proud history of sharing culture, that tradition will be on show at the New Look Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival with renowned Cape York band Black Image announced as a headline act. This intergenerational group fits perfectly with the ethos of the festival, proudly celebrating family, culture, and their songs and their performances. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up, have a yarn now with Uncle Darrell House, Managing Director, On Country Events Production. And we do have Uncle Darrell on the line. Darrell House, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My family, mother's side's from out of Cloncurry area,
yes.
Out Midwest Queensland, as you know.
Yes, thank you.
Big shout out.
Thank you. And that's your mother's side, yeah, yep.
And my father's mother's side's from around Gerrigan there, around Carbill area, and also my linkage is up into the Torres Straits up in Mur.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful connection. Big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. Intergenerational band, the perfect choice to lead New York Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival. Tell us about On Country Events Production. You guys, you the managing director, at the platform in regarding this festival this year, 2025, brother. New Look.
Yeah, it's a new look with a well proven track record. The Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival, which was the Yarrabah Band Festival,
yes,
previously, has been going for the last 13 years. During this time, there was a succession plan that was to be put in place, and moving from management from outside of Yarrabah community to actually management within Yarrabah community.
Good. Yeah.
I've had a number of years linkaging with the Yarrabah community through rugby league ties back in the 80s through the 90s.
Yes.
And also working over there as the arts and cultural precinct manager for 3 years back pre-pandemic.
Lovely, exactly. Yeah, thank you. Things have changed.
And, this has always been the vision of the creative arts to actually take the initiative to run and manage the all festivals in Yarrabah. So all I'm doing is facilitating and growing and bringing a bit of mentoring and training, and with a succession plan to have it fully run by the community in the next 2 or 3 years.
Look, been a part of the festival for so many years, as you mentioned, 13-odd years. Happening August 30th, as I mentioned, from 1 p.m. till 10 p.m. Bishop Malcolm Park.
We've changed that to 12 now. 12.
Starting
at 12. Yeah,
okay.
Because what we've done, we've included some a youth children's and youth program into this year, and extended it out a little bit later than what it normally runs as well. So
beautiful. Yes. Using the time productively for youth to be at the on stage, so to speak. Bishop Malcolm Park, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's going back to its roots.
Okay,
Bishop
good.
Malcolm Park, and We hope to then lift the profile and grow it and get it back to Jalara over in the future. But all we're doing is making certain that we're utilising all the council's assets that we possibly can. They've got a wonderful stage.
Yes, they do.
It's been just built last couple of years.
Good.
So the goal is to try to grow it into perhaps a three-day event coming up with a youth program, a children's program, women's program, arts exhibitions, and utilising all the assets that the council's got at its disposal.
Look, a beautiful venue, a beautiful place, Yarrabah, of course. And look, it's open for anybody and everybody to come and join in the festivities. Are we talking stall holders as well, Darryl?
Yes. We've got arts and crafts stalls. Getting some good interest there. Food stalls, so we'll have Eat Street, and then also industry promotional booths as well. We're going to block off two streets there and have a Eat Street, which will be actually on the street.
On the street.
And children's activities as normal with jumping castles and slides. But we're also going to have a movie night during Saturday night, so the kids can enjoy themselves while the adults are partying.
Thank you. Sounds good. Beautiful. So it's all happening on August 30th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Bishop Malcolm Park. And we're talking about the fantastic event, Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival, New Look. Intergenerational band with Perfect Choice. So you give a bit of feedback, introduction, you could say, to intergenerational group.
Yeah. And going back to the grassroots of what our industry is up in far north Queensland here, so we have a mixture of children coming from Hopevale School, Good to Greater Schools, and then the Gordon Vale School, primary school, and then we'll have a continued of Yarrabah children. So that'll be the first part of the program. We'll go into traditional dance, so there'll be four traditional dance groups from Yarrabah itself.
This is for anybody having a bad ass day. Keep your
head up, man. Hello.
Sorry, lost you there, my friend.
Yes, I wasn't swearing, was I?
No. You were shaking booty when I was playing the music.
No, and then there'll be four traditional dance groups, and then we'll go into a lineup of local artists, including male, female, solo artists, and then moving into our headline act, Black Image.
So, fantastic. But entertainment galore, but I'm loving the showcasing of local artists as well, an opportunity to be on stage and perform for the mob.
But behind the scenes, we're looking to upskill, so you know, bring interested young people through with filming, multimedia, production, sound teching.
Good.
So what we want to do is to fulfil those roles. So it's sustainable for the future, and it'll be grown within that hub of Yarrabah.
Yeah, beautiful. Like I said, you've been so productive with that space, which is fantastic. In all facets, youth as well as artists, local.
Yeah, and you know, it'll grow to national acts later on. But what we want to do is to pull it right back to its foundations, and then move it up from there.
Mm.
And then that way the community and the people that are being mentored and coming through are actually growing with it from that grassroots organic level.
Yeah, the old phrase, from little things, big things grow, my brother.
That's right, yeah. Also, we'll be doing a art projection as well. So that'll go up onto the roof of the church and onto the trees. So
technology.
So that'll give a bit of an atmosphere to it, and then hopefully it'll grow to eventually being able to project up onto the mountain range. That's the future goal that we're going to try to achieve.
Exactly, beautiful. Well, fantastic. Looking forward to it. So there it is. Date claimer, you mob, August 30th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. over at Yarrabah at the Bishop Malcolm Park, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd like to shout out too, BBM will be there live broadcasting.
Thank you.
It'll go through the NERS network. Also, as an added bonus, what we're doing this year is something I've been wanted to champion for a number of years since we went digital when I was at CIAF during COVID, is to live stream. So we will be live streaming video as well as audio on the event. So we'll start to send the linkages around of where they you could tune in and view it being live streamed, and that's where we hope to attract audience from our sisters and brothers from other remote and rural communities to enjoy the atmosphere as well.
Getting the word out. Beautiful. Thank you. And all facets. Thank you very much, Daryl. All the best to your team. Thank you for sharing. But we'll yarn coming closer to the time as well, my friend.
Right. Thank you very much, Trevor and BBM.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
And Ruby.
And Ruby. Thank you. Nothing without Ruby. Team effort. Thank you, brother.
Right up. Ta-da.
A beautiful yarn there. Daryl Harris, Managing Director of Vaughan Country Events Production, who've got the reins for the new look Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival, and happening on August 30th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Bishop Malcolm Park at Yarrabah. So listen, block out that date. Go and check out the entertainment. A beautiful drive over to Yarrabah, beautiful ranges, Yarrabah Ranges, and then get to the community and look at festivities galore. And like I said, a lot of stall holders as well. So take your, I was going to say checkbook, but hello, 2025. Take your ATM card and, purchase, support local businesses, and a fantastic opportunity. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, and that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Looking at the headlines again with news, Emily Waramara wins Artist of the Year 2025 National Indigenous Music Awards. Wadindila Yagawa singer-songwriter Emily Warama has taken out the Artist of the Year at the 2025 National Indigenous Music Awards. Also, Jessica Mowboy and Troy Cassadale led a star-studded lineup of performers as the country's top First Nations musical acts were recognised by their peers on Larrakia Country in Darwin. And also, Jessica Mowboy was also inducted into the NIMS National Indigenous Music Awards, NIMS Hall of Fame during the ceremony, joining the likes of Australian musical legends from Yothi Yindi to Ruby Hunter. So, look, beautiful work, and just wanted to make that acknowledgement. Fantastic. With that, Trinity Trev about to sign off with today's program. Thank you for your company, you mob. Back in the hots again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Our voice for our people, so always utilise it. And that deadly number, again, is 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And that number again for texting, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But always good yarning with you, mob. Love delivering the program. A big shout out to the team here at BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, and also to NERS, National Radio Service, and to all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. The work that we do to deliver music and yarns, and all is here for our daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.